Well, we got a huge lineup today. No better to lead off than my very good friend, Mr. Chris Coluccio. You know him well in the Tech Report every month, TechWorks Consulting, right on Kohler Avenue in Ronkonkoma. That's right, maketechwork.com, 631-285-1527. The great Chris Coluccio, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a bonus report with all that's happening within the county government of Suffolk. Mr. Coluccio, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, Jay. Thanks so much for having me on. I always appreciate it.
It is always a pleasure, buddy. So how did this happen? You know, is it ransomware? Are they still trying to figure that out? Give us a little bit of lowdown here.
Well, I have to assume that they know what's going on at this point. They haven't called it ransomware because from what we've heard so far, there hasn't been a ransom asked for, which doesn't mean it's not ransomware. It just means that they might not have kicked it off yet. But, you know, they've been very tight-lipped so far as to what exactly is going on in the system. So my guess is it is ransomware, something along those lines that, you know, they found. And maybe, hopefully, they stopped it before. But there's also, you know, we're also a little worried about how long this is taking to get back up online, you know.
Yeah, and I guess there's no indicator here regarding the data, right? County residents, employees, you know, what was compromised? I think people are most scared of that at this point. No indication, though, about that in general, right?
I watched that. I don't know if you watched the press conference from yesterday, but what I saw was, you know, just provide. It provided what was available for services and updates, but very, very little on the technical side about what's happened to the data, where what they're doing with the data. It was a very, very limited press conference.
How does this kind of work? I mean, if it's ransomware, do cyber criminals, do they make demands right then and there? I mean, is it usually the case? Is an attack without ransom demand, is that rare regarding this type of stuff? I mean, so, what is the impetus of it all here?
So generally, they don't make demands right away. If they infect the system, depending on the type of system that they infect, they may sit in that system for a extended period of time trying to see what the vulnerabilities of that system are, what that data might actually hold, might be more valuable to actually steal the data than to ransom the data. So they'll make some decisions on that. And then some point in time, they actually might try to like affect other systems so that affects things like backup. So you might mm-hmm. say, well, we have a good backup, but they'll spend the time and actually infect the backup of your system if it's not set up properly. So they'll go through this process to make it more difficult for you to be able to recover before they actually go and kick off that actual ransom attack.
Chris Coluccio with us regarding the cyber intrusion that we spoke about, ladies and gentlemen, the cyber intrusion of the Suffolk County government systems. Listen, it had the hallmarks of ransomware, but who knows? No monetary demands yet for any of the breached data. And that's something that could happen, by the way, down the road, right? Until the heat kind of wears off. Am I correct in saying that or no?
This is also one of those things that they might be keeping close to the chest at this point, too, or close to the vest at this point, because, you know, what they don't want to do is when you're dealing with ransomware attacks, one of the things you don't want to do is let them know how bad and what condition you're in, because then the numbers go up, right? So if they understand how devastating this may have been, now I'm not saying that that's the case right here, but if they understand that from the attacker side, the numbers that they're going to request go up and up and up. So that's part of that, you know, if you do need to pay the ransomware attack, they might, if you were public about too much of what was actually happening, they may actually use that against you.
Is this something, I mean, it's so, listen, you come on every month, we talk about this stuff with cyber attacks, to have the proper software and anything else. I mean, is this just a lack of thereof, of having that, or is just impossible to deal with some of these intrusions that happen?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of both of those. I'm not saying it's impossible, and our goal as, you know, cyber professionals, IT professionals, is supposed to be to limit the limit the footprint of how large your compromise could be, or what your vulnerabilities are, so that somebody else looks more valuable to you or more an easier target than you are. So that's what our job is. Now, unfortunately, our municipalities, they don't necessarily take very good, they're not very good stewards of that, or don't use that plan. They're running a lot of these municipalities, some that we deal with, but I would say a lot of them on the island are running antiquated systems. They're not spending for cybersecurity. They don't necessarily have, top tier companies in there helping them to do that. So you'd be surprised that a lot of the municipalities, especially on Long Island, are still running things like Windows XP or even worse, these old Novell servers. And they're still running their own Exchange servers that are old, which is Exchange is an email type of server, and nobody kind of really runs those anymore. They're very kind of hard to manage. They have a ton of security flaws. So I just think that maybe this is, and hopefully this is a lesson, but we as people kind of need to maybe demand a little bit better out of our agencies, because this and what's going on in Suffolk County, what I know about Suffolk County's IT a little bit, is that it really was in need of an upgrade. And not that I know exactly where the attack threat came in, but their systems as a whole and the systems around our entire island are very vulnerable to this stuff.
That's what happens when you have old, sometimes I think people take it for granted, the fact that it's never going to happen. And then it happens. And then all of a sudden you got to upgrade. And that's really what goes on here. And, you know, this is why I guess you have to hold training sessions and everything else for handling such an attack. And you have to have some sort of a contingency, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, a cyber plan for any organization at any size right now is important. And I certainly think that, you know, from the government standpoint, those things should be open and published so that we know that our politicians are being good stewards of our data and that they have a plan. I mean, you know, in other industries, like manufacturing or in ones that need to use things like HIPAA in the medical area, those plans are put together usually pretty well, and people kind of have an understanding, and training is part of those plans, and contingency is part of those plans. There's no real requirement for our government agencies to be able to put those plans together, really report to the community that they're actually doing those things and that their systems are up to date and that they have a contingency out there. It's good practice for anybody. And I always tell everybody, if you're going to start somewhere, and try to do it by yourself, at least kind of look at what HIPAA does, because it's a good baseline for setting up policies and procedures for everybody. But like I said, I mean, the bigger issue, I think what we're dealing with in the towns and communities around here, is that their systems are so antiquated, and they did not spend a lot on cyber security measures, because there's a lot of things you can do even with antiquated systems to try to mitigate this problem. Things like SOC services that are really actively monitoring your systems, and these new type of antivirus, they're called EDRs now, and really just maybe getting a good assessment for your business or the communities that are out there. So that's the problem that I see, is that there are a lot of old systems, in government. People have been around for a while. They know those old systems. Those are the ones they can take care of, so they don't necessarily get moved forward as rapidly as they do in the private sector.
You know, with budgets and everything else, in the zillions and zillions of dollars in that range, you know, how about upgrading the office equipment? Isn't that should really be part of a budget here to prevent stuff like this? I mean, it seems like the common denominator in all these attacks is antiquated equipment. You know, that's what it comes down to. It's about upgrades. And sometimes we fail to recognize, you know.
It's antiquated systems. It's bad policies and procedures. In some cases, it's and I don't know that that's the case in this case, but some cases it's a laziness. We've been doing it this way for so long, just like in every other business that we deal with. It, you know, I don't want to have to change my passwords. It's a lot of work to be able to do that. It's a lot of money to be able to change this. So it's a lot of those things. It's definitely, but I do agree with you. We spend a lot of money, and even on cybersecurity for our towns and counties, and it's not focused in the way that I would focus it if I was running that, because these kind of things, like I said, not that they should never happen, and I don't know enough about the Suffolk County infrastructure to say that they did that they weren't doing a good job or not. You know, these kind of things really should. There's too many attacks going on right now, and if you look in the news, it's town after town, after hospital, after library, you know, after municipality, over and over, and they're all getting hit, and it's all the same kind of stuff over and over and over again, and we're not learning from that at all.
Chris Coluccio. So when something like this happens, what do you have? You have a temporary site that you can land on here regarding requested information. What do you need to do if you're the county at this point?
Well, I mean, from my standpoint, because I don't have enough information about what the county's dealing with, you know, generally what happens is if this is a ransomware attack and it affected, you need to know what systems have been affected. You need to be able to do some forensics to make sure that, or to be able to look and to make sure that if you turn a system back on, it's not going to infect other systems. So usually a lot of what happens in this case is to find out what was actually infected, and then from there be able to turn those systems back on that you're positive or not infected, or at least turn them back on in a sandbox environment so that you can see if they're sending data out to hackers and things like that. So that's kind of what probably they're going through right now, is figuring out what data, you know, what other systems may have been compromised if they found it on one system. And then hopefully, and this is something that we don't know, they haven't given us information, normally a good quality backup that are encrypted and separated from the network, those wouldn't be infected, or they might, you know, or they should be in a place where we could recover data. We might come to the point where they're going to actually rebuild the whole system to the best of their ability, because they're not really sure what's up and running. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that this is going to be down for at least another, you know, five or so days because of the amount of, you know, just they haven't given us any progress on that. So I'm assuming this is going to take a little while. What do they do? I mean, I don't know what they can do if they're not sure, if they don't have the good systems in place to be able to really figure out where the compromise is. Now, I know FBI and Homeland Security are in there now, and they definitely have the wherewithal to be able to try to figure that out. So their job is to be able to turn up systems that they are 100% sure aren't compromised, so that they don't get hit again as soon as they turn them back on.
And it's also about showing the public, you know what, we are continuing to operate. That's the key here. It's about having the confidence in the residents out there.
Yeah, I think one of the good things about our system, I guess, yeah, is that we do have so many agencies like the state and, you know, and some of the other towns and stuff like that, that can, since we do, you know, it's one of the tough things about Long Island, right? We have so many of these systems and so many of these different townships. But the other good thing is it helps somebody like Suffolk County be resilient, because they can go to those agencies who have the same data and the same information that they need to, you know, continue some of that stuff. Now, that being said, there's a lot of the recordings and the, you know, I know that a lot of the industry, especially real estate and some of the other industries, are getting hit very, very hard with this. There's closings that can't get done because of somebody who's got a, you know, a red light camera ticket can't get a closing done or something like that, because they don't want to insure those titles. And so there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of the housing industry or the real estate market is suffering very big, and so are a few of the other ones that you know, are really the responsibility of Suffolk County. And you know, they're trying to move that to manual systems right now.
TechWorks Consulting, ladies and gentlemen, maketechwork.com. Nobody better. And of course, any questions on anything tech related, computer related, there's no one better than Chris and the company of TechWorks. That's 631-285-1527. You're going to hear Chris in a couple of weeks in his regular end of month report. Always great to have you. Thanks so much for a little bonus coverage on this.
Thanks, Jay. Anytime I can help out, I'm always happy to do it.